as it is. Chapter 4, text 35. Yaj,
Yaj,
Yatva,
Yatva,
Na,
Na,
Puna,
Puna,
Moham,
Moham,
Evam,
Evam,
Yasyasi,
Yasyasi,
Pandava,
Pandava,
Yena,
Yena,
Bhutani,
Bhutani,
Asheshani,
Asheshani,
Drakshasi,
Drakshasi,
Atmani,
Atmani,
Atau,
Atau,
Mai,
Mai,
Yajyadvana punar moham,
Yajyadvana punar moham,
Evam yas yasi pandava,
Evam yas yasi pandava,
Yena bhutanya sheshani,
Yena bhutanya sheshani,
Drakshas yatman yatomai, Yajyadvana punar moham,
Yajyadvana punar moham,
Evam yas yasi pandava,
Evam yas yasi pandava,
Yena bhutanya sheshani,
Yena bhutanya sheshani,
Drakshas yatman yatomai,
Drakshas yatman yatomai,
Yajyadvana punar moham,
Yajyadvana punar moham,
Evam yas yasi pandava,
Evam yas yasi pandava,
Yena bhutanya sheshani,
Yena bhutanya sheshani,
Drakshas yas yatman atomai,
Drakshas yatman atomai,
Yajyadvana punar moham,
Yajyadvana punar moham,
Evam yas yasi pandava,
Evam yas yasi pandava,
Yena bhutanya sheshani,
Yena bhutanya sheshani,
Drakshasi atmani atomai,
Drakshasi atmani atomai,
Yajyadvana punar moham,
Yajyadvana punar moham,
Evam yas yasi pandava,
Evam yas yasi pandava,
Yena bhutanya sheshani,
Yena bhutanya sheshani,
Drakshasi atman atomai,
Drakshasi atman atomai,
Yajyadvana punar moham,
Evam yas yasi pandava,
Yena
bhutanya sheshani,
Drakshasi
atmani atomai,
Yat,
Yat,
which,
Gyatva,
Gyatva,
knowing,
Na,
Na,
never,
never,
Puna,
Puna,
again,
again.
Let's do it while we're doing it this morning. After I say the English, then you do the Spanish. Who's translating? Okay. Moham,
Moham,
to illusion.
A la ilusión.
Evam,
Evam,
like this.
Así.
Yes, you see.
Yes, you see.
You shall go.
Irás.
Pandava,
Pandava,
O son of Pandu.
O hijo de Pandu.
Yena,
Yena,
by which?
Bhutani,
Bhutani,
living entities.
Las entidades vivientes.
Asheshani,
Asheshani,
all.
Todas.
Drakshasi,
Drakshasi,
you will see.
Verás.
Atmani,
Atmani,
in the Supreme Soul.
En el alma suprema.
Atau,
Atau,
or in other words.
O en otras palabras.
Mayi,
Mayi,
in me.
En mí.
So, page and a half purport, but I'll have to read it because some devotees only speak English. Okay.
You can read the one paragraph.
Oh, at a time.
And then I can translate so that they don't lose the attention.
Yeah. Translation. Having obtained real knowledge from a self-realized soul, you will never fall again into such illusion. For by this knowledge you will see that all living beings are but part of the Supreme, or in other words, that they are mine.
Traduciendo el verso. Habiendo obtenido verdadero conocimiento proveniente de un alma autorrealizada, nunca volverás a ser víctima de semejante ilusión. Pues,
result of receiving knowledge from a self-realized soul, or one who knows things as they are, is learning that all living beings are parts and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. The sense of an existence separate from Krishna is called maya, ma, not, ya, this. Some think that we have nothing to do with Krishna, that Krishna is only a great historical personality, and that the Absolute is the impersonal Brahman. Factually, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, this impersonal Brahman is the personal effulgence of Krishna. Krishna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the cause of everything. In the Brahma Samhita, it is clearly stated that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes. Even the millions of incarnations are only his different expansions. Similarly, the living entities are also expansions of Krishna. The Mayavadi philosophers wrongly think that Krishna loses his own separate existence in his many expansions. This thought is material in nature. We have experienced in the material world that a thing, when fragmentally distributed, loses its original identity. But the Mayavadi philosophers fail to understand that absolute means that 1 plus 1 is equal to 1, and that 1 minus 1 is also equal to 1. This is the case in the absolute world.
Significado. El resultado de recibir conocimiento proveniente de un alma autorrealizada, autorrealizada en sí misma, o sea, de alguien que conoce las cosas tal como son, es que se aprende que todos los seres vivientes son partes integrales de la Suprema Personalidad de Dios, o de Sri Krishna. El sentido de tener una existencia que esté separada de Krishna se denomina maya. Ma, no, ya es esto. Algunos creen que no tenemos nada que ver con Krishna, que Krishna es únicamente un gran personaje histórico y que el absoluto es el Brahman impersonal. En realidad, como se declara en el Bhagavad Gita, ese Brahman impersonal es la refulgencia personal de Krishna. Krishna, como suprema personalidad de Dios, es la causa de todo. En el Brahma Samhita se afirma claramente que Krishna es la suprema personalidad de Dios, la causa de todas las causas. Incluso los millones de encarnaciones que hay son solo diferentes expansiones de Él. De forma similar, las entidades vivientes también son expansiones de Krishna. Los filósofos mayavadis creen erróneamente que Krishna pierde su propia existencia separada en sus muchas expansiones. Este pensamiento es de naturaleza material. En el mundo material tenemos la experiencia de que cuando una cosa se distribuye en fragmentos, pierde su propia identidad original. Pero los filósofos mayavadis no logran entender que absoluto significa que uno más uno es igual a uno, y que uno menos uno también es igual a uno. Así son las cosas en el mundo absoluto.
For want of sufficient knowledge in the absolute science, we are now covered with illusion, and therefore we think that we are separate from Krishna. Although we are separated parts of Krishna, we are nevertheless not different from Him. The bodily difference of the living entity is maya, or not actual fact. We are all meant to satisfy Krishna. By maya alone, Arjuna thought that the temporary bodily relationship with his kinsman was more important than his eternal spiritual relationship with Krishna. The whole teaching of the Gita is targeted toward this end, that a living being, as Krishna's eternal servitor, cannot be separated from Krishna, and his sense of being an identity apart from Krishna is called maya. The living entities, as separate parts and parcels of the Supreme, have a purpose to fulfill. Having forgotten that purpose since time immemorial, they are situated in different bodies, as men, animals, demigods, etc. Such bodily differences arise from forgetfulness of the transcendental service of the Lord. But when one is engaged in transcendental service through Krishna consciousness, one becomes at once liberated from this illusion. One can acquire such pure knowledge only from the bona fide spiritual master, and thereby avoid the delusion that the living entity is equal to Krishna. Perfect knowledge is that the Supreme Soul, Krishna, is the supreme shelter for all living entities. And giving up such shelter, the living entities are deluded by the material energy, imagining themselves to have a separate identity. Thus, under different standards of material identity, they become forgetful of Krishna. When, however, such deluded living entities become situated in Krishna consciousness, it is to be understood that they are on the path of liberation, as confirmed in the Bhagavatam. Muktir hitvanyata rupam swarupena vivastiti. Liberation means to be situated in one's constitutional position as an eternal servitor of Krishna, Krishna consciousness.
Debido a la carencia de suficiente conocimiento en lo referente a la ciencia absoluta, ahora estamos cubiertos de ilusión y en consecuencia creemos que estamos separados de Krishna. Aunque somos partes separadas de Krishna, aún así no somos diferentes de Él. La diferencia corporal de las entidades vivientes es maya, o en otras palabras, no es un hecho real. Todos tenemos la función de satisfacer a Krishna. Únicamente en virtud de maya, Arjuna creyó que la relación física y temporal o temporera que lo unía a sus familiares era más importante que su relación espiritual y eterna con Krishna. Toda la enseñanza del Gita apunta hacia este fin, que el ser viviente, en su carácter de sirviente eterno de Krishna, no puede separarse de Krishna, y su sentido de ser una entidad aparte de Krishna se denomina Maya. Las entidades vivientes, como partes integrales del Supremo, tienen un propósito de cumplir. Habiendo olvidado ese propósito desde un tiempo inmemorial, se han situado en diferentes cuerpos, como hombres, animales, semidioses, etc. Esas diferencias físicas surgen del olvido del servicio trascendental del Señor. Pero cuando uno se dedica al servicio trascendental a través del proceso de conciencia de Krishna, de inmediato queda liberado de esa ilusión. Uno puede adquirir ese conocimiento puro únicamente con el maestro espiritual genuino, y de ese modo puede evitar el engaño de que la entidad viviente es igual a Krishna. El conocimiento perfecto consiste en saber que el alma suprema, Krishna, es el refugio supremo de todas las entidades vivientes, y que por haber abandonado ese refugio, las entidades vivientes son engañadas por la energía material e imaginan que tienen una identidad separada. Así pues, bajo diferentes patrones de identidad material se olvidan de Krishna. No obstante, cuando esas entidades vivientes engañadas se sitúan en el estado de conciencia de Krishna, ha de saberse que se hallan en la senda de la liberación, tal como se confirma en el Bhagavatam 2.16, Muktir Hitvanyatam Rupam Swarupena Vyavastiti. Liberación significa situarse en la posición constitucional de eterno servidor de Krishna, o sea, el estado de conciencia de Krishna.
Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityananda Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Sanyavani Pastachari Sukhana. The previous verse, Krishna tells us that we should approach a spiritual master.
En el verso previo, Krishna nos dice que debemos buscar de un maestro espiritual.
By serving him and inquiring from him, we can learn the truth.
Al servirle y al inquirir de él podemos conocer la verdad.
But now Krishna says what that truth is.
Y ahora Krishna dice cuál es esa verdad.
The bona fide spiritual master teaches the truth that we're all part of Krishna.
El maestro espiritual enseña la verdad de que todos somos partes de Krishna.
And the purport, Prabhupada argues against any impersonal concept of the Absolute.
Y en el significado, Prabhupada arguye, argumenta en contra de cualquier concepto no personal del Señor Supremo o del Absoluto.
The wonderful and unique thing about Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is,
la cosa especial y maravillosa de Bhagavad Gita de Prabhupada, el Bhagavad Gita tal como es,
is not only that he presents the personalist understanding of Bhagavad Gita.
No es solamente que él presenta la comprensión personalista del Bhagavad Gita.
But he follows up with all the practical implications of the fact that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Sino sino que él sigue la línea de pensamiento con todos los argumentos personalistas de por qué Krishna es la suprema personalidad de Dios.
For example, there are some scholars who are intelligent enough and not so envious that they understand the theoretical meaning of the Bhagavad Gita.
Por ejemplo, hay eruditos que son lo suficientemente inteligentes y poco envidiosos como para entender teóricamente el Bhagavad Gita.
They say it is not in, the absolute is not impersonal. Krishna is actually God, and he is saying that we should surrender to him.
Ellos dicen el Señor Supremo o el Absoluto no es una cosa no personal. Krishna es la suprema personalidad de Dios y todos debemos entregarnos a él.
But because as scholars are not themselves devotees of Krishna, it remains just a theoretical study.
Pero debido a que esos eruditos no son en sí devotos de Krishna, eso se queda todo a nivel teórico, a nivel de estudio.
But actually, that's also to entirely miss the point.
Pero eso también es no aprovechar la cosa.
If you say that we're all part and parcel of Krishna, but it has no no actual meaning in your life to, that you serve Krishna, then what is the point of saying that?
O sea, si uno puede aceptar y admitir que uno es parte integral de Krishna, pero eso no se traduce en que uno haga algún servicio para él, pues entonces eso no tiene tanto sentido esa aceptación.
The impersonalist, he may say, there is no person God, so I have, there's not that I have to follow God or serve God or worship him.
El impersonalista o el no personalista dice, no hay una persona que sea Dios, así que no hay una persona a la cual uno tenga que adorar o seguir.
But if you say, there is God, Krishna is God, he has a form, and I'm his servant, but I also don't have to become so much involved with him.
Ahora, si uno dice, existe Dios, Dios es una persona, Cristo Dios tiene una forma, y, pero yo no tengo que estar tan envuelto con él.
That also shows that you don't understand.
Pues entonces eso indica que la persona tampoco tiene una comprensión tan profunda.
When one person met Prabhupada, he said, yes, I have read the Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada said, then what is your conclusion?
Una vez una persona que encontró a Prabhupada y le dijo que había leído su Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada le preguntó entonces, ¿cuál fue su conclusión? ¿Qué usted concluyó?
Krishna expects someone to understand the Bhagavad Gita and to surrender to him in whatever he does.
Krishna espera que uno entiende el Bhagavad Gita y que se le entregue a él en cualquier cosa como haga.
It is a, it's not an ordinary book that you can put it down and say, that was an interesting book.
No es este un libro común y corriente que uno puede ponerlo a un lado después de leerlo y decir, ese libro estaba interesante.
I understand the meaning of that book. Now I'll go on with my life as usual.
Entiendo el significado de ese libro y seguiré viviendo mi vida como siempre.
And if someone asks you, oh, you read that book, what does it mean? You can explain it nicely.
Y que si a uno alguien le pregunta, ¿tú leíste ese libro y sabes lo que significa? ¿Puedes entonces explicarlo?
But this book, to actually understand it, you have to change your whole life.
Pero para de hecho entender este libro, uno tiene que hacer un cambio en su vida.
The conclusion is stated later that Krishna says, give up everything in the name of religion and surrender to me.
La conclusión se encuentra más adelante donde Krishna dice, abandona toda forma de religiosidad y solo entrégate a mí.
And Prabhupada said people often respond to this in saying, it is too much, he's asking too much.
Y Prabhupada explicaba que la mayor parte de la gente decía, no, el Señor pide mucho, esto es demasiado de hecho.
Or we think, who is Krishna that I have to surrender to him?
Otro puede pensar, ¿quién es Krishna que yo tengo que entregarme así a él?
But this is exactly what is required.
Pero esto es lo que se exige.
When we understand that we are not these bodies, but we are eternal spirit souls.
Cuando entendemos que nosotros no somos estos cuerpos y que somos almas espirituales eternas.
And we belong to the Supreme Spirit, Krishna.
Y que pertenecemos al Espíritu Supremo, o sea, a Krishna.
Now, we have so many attachments to and feeling that we belong to some things other than Krishna.
Ahora tenemos tantos apegos y sentimientos de como que pertenecemos a tantas otras cosas fuera de Krishna.
Like our family and our nation.
Tal es como nuestra familia, nuestro país o nación.
Or at least we identify with our body.
O al menos estamos creyéndonos que somos este cuerpo.
Our mind, intellect, like that.
O la mente o la inteligencia.
So Krishna is saying, transfer all this identity, that's false, and transfer your identity to me only.
Krishna dice que todo eso es falso y transfiere, él dice, todo eso a mí solamente.
And if you cannot do that immediately, then make a plan to do it gradually.
Y si no puedes hacer eso inmediatamente, entonces haz un plan para lograr eso gradualmente.
So that at the time of death, you can identify with me and come to me in the spiritual world.
Para que al momento de la muerte puedas identificarte conmigo y regresar de vuelta a casa conmigo al mundo espiritual.
So, we are all practicing devotees. We're trying to transfer our affections and desires from other things to Krishna.
Así que nosotros somos devotos practicantes y estamos tratando de transferir nuestros apegos y deseos de otras cosas hacia Krishna.
We can't say that all we have no attachments to anything but Krishna.
No podemos decir que no tenemos ningún otro apego sino a Krishna.
But that is the goal.
Pero esa así es la meta.
So, this idea of getting knowledge from the Guru about Krishna.
Así que este concepto de obtener conocimiento sobre Krishna del Guru
means that you have to first become acquainted with Krishna before you can love him.
Significa que uno primero tiene que conocer acerca de Krishna antes de amarlo.
How can we be expected to actually give up our other attachments and become attached to someone if we don't really know who he is?
¿Cómo podemos abandonar o cómo puede esperarse que abandonemos nuestros otros apegos y nos acerquemos o nos apeguemos a alguien que no conocemos bien?
So much of Krishna consciousness is becoming acquainted with Krishna.
Así que mucho de lo que se hace en conciencia de Krishna es
And you have to actually live a full-time life as a devotee to do this.
Y de hecho, para hacer esto hay que vivir una vida de devoto a tiempo completo.
And this science of bhakti yoga is so nice that we get to know Krishna in all kinds of regular practical ways.
Y la ciencia de bhakti yoga es tan bonita que podemos llegar a conocer a Krishna en tantas diferentes y variadas formas prácticas.
We get to know his actual form in the form of the temple deity.
Llegamos a conocer su forma de hecho en la forma de la deidad en el templo.
So actually, a devotee, after a number of years of serving a temple deity, he would actually, in every ordinary sense, begin to know Krishna as much as he would anybody else.
Así que, de cierta forma, un devoto, después de unos años de estar sirviendo a la deidad, él podría llegar a conocer a Krishna tanto como, digamos, cualquier otra persona, en cierta forma.
Since God is a person, if you don't get to see him every day, how can you develop love from him?
Debido a que Dios es una persona, si tú no te toca verlo todos los días, ¿cómo puedes desarrollar apego por él?
You can contemplate on him, but it is very difficult.
Puedes meditar en torno a él, pero eso se hace más difícil.
So, the deity, and then we chant his holy name again and again.
Así que en la forma de la deidad y también repetimos su santo nombre una y otra vez.
And we live with a new society or a new family, leaving the old family and living with persons who also are trying full time to become acquainted with Krishna and to serve Krishna.
Y vivimos con una nueva familia y dejamos nuestra antigua relación de su familia, tratando de convivir con personas que están a tiempo completo, que están tratando de pensar en Krishna todo el tiempo y hacerse consciente.
Without taking advantage of a facility like this, how can we make such a complete change of our attachments?
Sin tomar ventaja de una facilidad como esta, ¿cómo podemos hacer un corte tan completo con nuestros demás apegos?
This is described as the stages of Krishna consciousness. First stage is to awaken to hearing that you do have a relationship with him.
Esto se produce en distintas etapas de la relación con Krishna. La primera etapa es uno sentirse que tiene una relación con él.
And then you practice that relationship.
Entonces, practicar esa relación.
Prabhupada has compared that to the child marriage in India.
Prabhupada compara esto con el casamiento entre niños en la India.
Where the girl may be married at 10 years old and the boy is 12 years old. So they have no possibility of actually loving each other, but they're induced by their parents to some start a service relationship.
Claro que no hay posibilidad entre ellos de amarse el uno al otro, pero sus padres preparan el ambiente para que haya una relación de servidumbre o servicialidad entre ambos.
And by doing that, as they grow older, they actually reach a spontaneous stage of attachment.
Con una relación de servicio así, según se hacen mayores, entonces llegan a una etapa de apego espontáneo.
So, similarly, if we keep this practicing, although it is like the child bride approaching the husband.
Así que si nosotros tenemos este mismo acercamiento como de la niña esposa comprometida y haciendo un acercamiento a su esposo.
In our childish way, as neophyte devotees, we may think, well, I don't actually love Krishna. I'm doing this service, but I don't really love him.
Podemos pensar, yo en realidad no amo a Krishna. Estoy haciéndole este servicio, pero en realidad yo no le amo.
So our spiritual master, he's like the parent who has arranging the marriage.
Y nuestro maestro espiritual es como el padre que ha hecho el arreglo matrimonial.
So you just keep on serving, it will come.
Que anima diciendo, sigue haciendo servicio que el apego con el tiempo vendrá.
And when that comes, that is a spontaneous stage.
Y cuando eso llega, se llama la etapa espontánea.
Now, with any questions? If possible, on this subject.
Considering that Krishna is a person, how is it possible to have love without Prabhupada? He described that the Christian saints, the most they could come to was the Shantaras stage. They don't know who God is as a person.
Siendo Krishna una persona y diciendo Prabhupada que los santos cristianos solamente podían llegar a la etapa santa porque ellos no conocen a Krishna como una persona.
So how is it actually possible to have love, to even consider love for someone that you don't know anything about.
¿Cómo puede considerarse tener amor por alguien que uno, sobre quien uno no conoce nada?
And granted that they actually do manifest some of the genuine saints actually do manifest certain symptoms.
Como si entiendo de que de verdad los santos verdaderamente genuinos sí manifiestan ciertos síntomas.
I don't wish to talk so much about the Christians. We're talking about the Krishnians, or the Krishnites. But of course, the Christian personal, they focus personally on Jesus Christ. They have a person.
Así que los cristianos, claro, que ellos se enfocan en el Señor Jesucristo y por tanto tiene una persona,
which we understand as focusing on the pure devotee of the spiritual master.
Que nosotros entendemos que eso es concentrarse o enfocarse en un devoto puro o en el maestro espiritual.
So aside from the Christian, we're also in a position that we don't know who it is we're supposed to love.
Pero fuera del cristiano, nosotros también estamos en una posición.
We're not even in the Shantaras. Shukadeva Goswami was in the Shantaras. So, we have to also become attached to the devotees in our lives. And then from them we will start to learn about this person, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And that is the speciality of Krishna consciousness, that not only the spiritual master is a person, but God is as much of a person as we are. But he seems to us now very, very far away. So, therefore, I've been just saying in this class about it, the stage of acquaintanceship is what we have to practice now. There's that saying, to know him is to love him. So this is true of Krishna. The more we get acquainted with him, we will love him. And we'll not remain impersonalists. Yes?
On this point, First of all, you just said, didn't Prabhupada say that I don't know Krishna, but I know my spiritual master? Made some statement.
He said that once, yeah.
So that would be like, maybe that kind of answers the point about knowing Krishna or trying to love him, that we're working through our spiritual master, as you've been talking about in the past. So I was wondering, is it a sentimental thing then if we... Well, first of all, we pray to our spiritual master when we pray, so we're developing a loving relationship with our spiritual master. But is it sentimental then also to think that I want help, and my spiritual master is helping me, but also I'm also praying to Krishna, and although I don't know him, I know that my spiritual master is talking about him, and I'm asking...
He's got a chance, though.
Yeah.
Maybe you can summarize it. You're saying that we can pray. Prabhupada said once, I don't know Krishna, I know my spiritual master. So can't we do that also? But while praying to the spiritual master, we also pray to Krishna.
Yeah, is it sentimental to also think that we can pray to Krishna in that same mood? I don't know Krishna, but...
Oh, in the same mood as Prabhupada?
Yeah, well, like the Prabhupada is saying, like the Prabhupada seems to be saying, Prabhupada did love Krishna, he's spreading Krishna's movement. But he said, I don't know Krishna, but I know my spiritual master.
Sentimental to pray, like Prabhupada did.
Podemos nosotros también orar así, y acaso no es sentimental de nuestra parte el tratar de orar como Prabhupada, que él sí conoció a Krishna, trabajó a Krishna y examinó sobre este movimiento sobre Krishna en todo el mundo, pero que aún así decía, yo no conozco a Krishna.
The pure devotee expresses different moods, and not only one mood.
El devoto puro manifiesta diferentes humores, no un solo humor.
And we observe him closely, and some things we can follow, and some things if we do try, it would be imitation.
Y si nosotros lo observamos de cerca, algunas cosas podemos seguir en sus pasos, pero otras cosas no, porque sería pura imitación.
And for some person, one thing is imitation, but it may not be imitation for someone else.
Para una persona, hacer algo puede ser imitativo, pero no para otro, a lo mejor eso no es imitación.
We can understand that mood of that saying, that I don't know Krishna, I know my spiritual master.
Podemos entender ese humor de ese dicho de él, de yo no conozco a Krishna, pero sí conozco a mi maestro espiritual.
Because just like I can say, yes, I met my spiritual master in 1966, and I asked him this, and he told me this.
Tal como yo puedo decir, oh sí, yo conocí a mi maestro espiritual en el 1966, y yo le pregunté esto, y él me dijo aquello.
I keep thinking of this word existential, that it's an existing fact or reality.
Y esto es un hecho existencial o una realidad.
Aside from an ideal or a concept or a theory.
En contraste con uno tener un concepto o una idea o una teoría.
That's what I was trying to describe in the class, that in the beginning we have only a concept or a theory of God.
Eso es lo que estaba tratando de explicar en la clase, que al comienzo lo que tenemos sobre Dios es como un concepto o una teoría, una idea.
But by these practices it becomes existential.
Pero con estas prácticas que hacemos, dicha idea se convierte en algo vivencial.
I actually go on the altar of Krishna and I touch his feet and I put his plate of prasadam there.
Yo de hecho voy a entrar al altar de Krishna y toco sus pies y le pongo un plato de comida ahí.
But we understand that Prabhupada would say, I don't know Krishna, but my spiritual master, I know him.
Así que podemos entender que Prabhupada decía, yo no conozco a Krishna, pero
so it's not sentimental to also admit. It's like admitting or confessing that I only know my spiritual master.
Así que esto no es sentimental. Es algo de admitir, confesar que en realidad pues uno aquí más bien puede conocer es al maestro espiritual.
It's a good sentiment.
Y esto es un buen sentimiento.
If you try to do it artificially, then it would be sentimental.
Algo que se hace artificialmente así sería sentimental.
But that's not all that Prabhupada said about Krishna, that I don't know Krishna.
Pero eso no fue todo lo que dijo Prabhupada sobre Krishna, de que yo no conozco a Krishna.
He also indicated in different ways that he did know Krishna.
Él dio indicaciones en otras diferentes formas y maneras de que él sí conocía a Krishna.
Like that time when he said that, when the man said, how do you make decisions in your movement? He said, Krishna tells me.
Tal como en una ocasión, un hombre le preguntó, ¿cómo usted toma decisiones en su movimiento? Y él le contestó, pues Krishna me dice.
Now, if someone asks me how I make my decisions, if I say Krishna tells me, that may be sentimental.
Claro, si alguien me pregunta, ¿cómo usted toma decisiones en su vida? Y yo contestara, es Krishna me dice, eso sería sentimental.
But I can identify more with saying, I don't know Krishna, I know my spiritual master.
Pero sí, yo podría decir, y cabría, decirlo, que yo no conozco a Krishna, pero sí conozco a mi maestro espiritual.
following the spiritual master, according to these two verses, 435 and 435, you'll come to know Krishna also. It's not that we've taken some vow or position that I know my spiritual master, not Krishna. Like some political slogan, yes Krishna, no, yes Guru, no Krishna.
No, si Guru.
But if we admit that we only know Guru, then one day we will know Krishna.
Pero admitir sí que nosotros podemos llegar a conocer a nuestro maestro espiritual y un día podremos llegar a conocer a Krishna.
That sentiment was also said by Sanatan Goswami.
Este sentimiento lo expresa también el gran Sanatan Goswami.
When he got out of his entanglement with material affairs.
Después que desenredó de sus asuntos mundanos.
Lord Chaitanya said to him, Krishna has been very kind to you.
El señor Chaitanya le dijo, Krishna ha sido muy amable contigo.
And Sanatana said, I don't know Krishna, but I know that you have saved me.
Y Sanatana le contestó, yo no conozco a Krishna, pero yo sé que usted me ha salvado.
Well, Krishna is very, very great and not easy to approach.
Así que Krishna es muy, muy grande, muy fácil de, muy difícil de acercarse a él.
And we can never know him completely anyway. But if we follow this devotee, then we will get to know him to some extent. And unless we know him to some extent, how are we going to change all these attachments from other things to Krishna?
Y a menos que le conozcamos hasta cierto grado, ¿cómo vamos a poder cambiar estos apegos de otras cosas hacia Krishna?
Because that's what Krishna is asking us to do.
Porque eso es lo que nos está pidiendo Krishna que hagamos.
It says here, by Maya alone, Arjuna thought that the bodily relationship with kinsmen was more important than his eternal spiritual relationship with Krishna.
Dice aquí que por el concepto, solamente fue por estar en el concepto corporal,
so not being mad in love of Krishna is Maya.
Así que no estar locamente enamorado de Krishna es Maya.
We're all in Maya as long as we don't love Krishna.
Nosotros estamos todos en Maya hasta tanto amemos a Krishna.
So we can't be content, stay in Maya and say, oh, Krishna is very far away, I can never know him.
Así que no podemos estar satisfechos con el, Krishna está muy remoto y nunca voy a poder llegar a conocer.
Through the Guru, we have to learn a little bit about Krishna and then transfer our attachment to Krishna.
A través del Guru podemos llegar a conocer un poco sobre Krishna y transferir nuestros apegos a Krishna.
And just like this society of devotees, by Prabhupada's grace, we're actually doing this in a very serious way.
Y esta organización de devotos, por la gracia de Prabhupada, estamos haciendo esto de una forma o manera muy seria.
We give up everything and we come to be a devotee.
Dejamos todo y venimos a hacernos devotos.
If a devotee wants to get married, he patiently waits until he can meet another devotee to marry.
Uno quiere casarse, él pacientemente espera por otro o otra para casarse, otro devoto.
If devotees have children, their concern is how can I raise my child to be a nice devotee.
Y si los devotos quieren tener hijos, su preocupación es cómo puedo criar a mi hijo para que sea un buen devoto.
So we already have we're certainly not to say that we're better than other people, but this life form of life is so advanced that actually we are transferring our attachments to Krishna.
No quiero decir que nosotros somos mejores que los demás, pero claro, esta forma de vivir es tan bonita que es muy avanzada porque permite que uno rápidamente transfiera sus otros apegos hacia Krishna.
So we just have to keep doing it more and more.
Lo único que tenemos que hacer esto cada vez más. Guru Maharaj, in class you were saying that we don't know Krishna, we have to get acquainted with him and also come to temple life and sort of like submerge ourselves in temple life. So that seems to leave aside and sort of a limbo all these persons who are married and are attracted to Krishna consciousness
I don't think I specifically said temple life. I didn't mean to. I meant full engagement in the process of Krishna consciousness. I spoke of some of the things that are available in the temple, such as seeing the deity every day in the temple. Giving up the society of non-devotees and living with devotees. But that can also be done by the grihastha who may not live in the ISKCON temple in the city where he lives.
Pero eso también puede ser logrado por el casero o casado que no puede que no tenga un templo en la ciudad donde viva.
He makes a temple in his home, he worships a deity in his home, and he associates with devotees.
Porque él hace un templo de su casa, él adora la deidad en su casa, y él se busca relacionarse con los devotos.
That was Krishna's mercy that when he appeared on the earth, he manifested himself to demons also.
Esa fue la misericordia de Krishna que cuando hizo su aparición en la tierra, él se le manifestó también a la gente demoníaca.
But the fact that they didn't worship him, serve him favorably, means that they really didn't recognize that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Pero el hecho de que ellos no le sirvieron personalmente o prestaron servicios personales indica que ellos nunca les reconocieron como la Suprema Personalidad de Dios que se había manifestado.
Like the demon Jarasandha said, "Who is this Krishna? He's not important."
Como el demonio Jarasandha, la cita famosa de que ¿quién es este Krishna? Él no es un personaje importante.
He's just a talkative boy. And in so many ways he insulted.
Es un niño hablador y de tantas otras formas insultaba a Dios.
So I'm not saying that we cannot know Krishna.
No digo que no podemos conocer a Krishna.
But the extent to that we know him will be proved by how much we are detached from other things.
Pero el grado en que le conocemos se prueba por el grado en que estamos desapegados de las demás cosas.
Time. You have one more question. That'll be the last question.
We read about Krishna in the Gita, and we read about him in the Krishna book and Srimad Bhagavatam. Especially in the Bhagavatam, it gets into more detail of Krishna with his associates. And the Bhagavad Gita is basically just to understand that Krishna's God and what God's position is.
Leemos y estudiamos en el Bhagavad Gita y en el Srimad Bhagavatam sobre Krishna y en el Bhagavad Gita. Más en particular aprendemos quién es Dios y cuáles son sus características, cualidades, forma y relacionados o asociados.
Lord Chaitanya was present, many devotees immediately, hundreds of thousands actually obtained Krishna prema very, very incredibly immediately.
Cuando Lord Chaitanya estuvo presente personalmente, muchos devotos adquirieron al estado de amor puro por Krishna, de Krishna Prema, prácticamente inmediata o automáticamente.
While we are struggling, even though we read Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavatam, it seems like our progress is very slow.
Mientras que nosotros, a pesar de que
leemos so is this going like for what can we actually, you know, when you go to college you expect you're going to graduate, and so when someone and you're going to get a job and you're going to hopefully get some result, and so what can a devotee actually expect? Is it going to be a very, very rare thing that someone actually comes to know Krishna in terms of his relationship with the other devotees,
the gopis
and the cowherd boys and Nandamaraj, that he'll be able to appreciate Krishna in that way fully?
Que va a la universidad,
person,
algún día graduarnos a conocer a Krishna tanto como
él es.
Well, giving the example of the college or the institute, it's the same. What did our founder Acharya say that we should think?
Se da el ejemplo de la universidad o el instituto y eso viene el caso en cuanto a lo que nuestro fundador Acharya dice de qué es lo que debemos querer obtener.
As far as understanding our eternal rasa with Krishna, he mostly said that will come when we go to the spiritual world.
En cuanto a comprender nuestra relación íntima o rasa eterna con Krishna, él dice que eso vendrá cuando estemos de vuelta en el mundo.
And we should engage ourselves now in serving the spiritual master in the Krishna conscious movement.
Y queremos empeñarnos ahora más bien en servir a nuestro maestro espiritual en la organización de conciencia de Krishna.
And then learning the identity of a devotee in this movement, that's a spiritual thing in itself.
Y el conocer la identidad de un devoto en este movimiento, eso es una cosa espiritual de por sí.
To be a preacher or to be a pujari or any full-time engagement, if you enter that, that's a spiritual identity.
Ser un pujari o ser un predicador, si uno en verdad profundiza en eso, eso es una identidad en verdad en sí misma.
And that can qualify us to go back to Godhead.
Y eso puede cualificarnos para volver de cuenta al Supremo.
It's not that it only begins when you know whether you're a gopi or a gopa.
Y eso no comienza solamente cuando, no es que comienza únicamente cuando uno sabe que es uno un gopi o una gopa.
So we can expect that if we actually surrender in this lifetime to this Lord Chaitanya's mission as it's manifest now, then we can go back to Godhead. But thinking of ourselves as disqualified, we may not think that we'll be able to go back to Godhead.
Pero este pensar de que no estamos cualificados puede que no creamos que no, tal vez no podamos llegar de vuelta al Supremo.
But we pray that in the next life we take, we at least would be in the association of devotees.
Y pues rogamos que al menos en nuestra próxima vida estemos en la compañía de los devotos.
So these are some of the statements of the acharyas on this subject.
Esto es por lo menos lo que declaran algunos acharyas sobre este tema.
I'd like to stop now. Okay.